This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up. Pump it up. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, happy Friday, 47 for the high today, gonna see a little rain by 6, but who cares, Breeze, right?
Literally couldn't care about anything less, so.
No, thank you guys for tuning in. Bossashaw Cross, murder rates, garbage plates. It's so sad to announce, but the 15th annual Bachelor Auction has officially come to an end. And
I've been crying about it since Saturday, so.
We're so
He's
proud.
Like, I can't believe it's over. I'm like we'll do it again next March. We got it.
It's like when Christmas ends. I'm proud of all the hard work that went into it. But joining us live in the studio to give a final count on how much money was raised this year to help people affected by cancer is our very good friends from CSE, Connor, Tim, and Dripping in Prada, Hunter Johnson. What's up, guys? Welcome in.
Oh, thanks for having us, Moose and Breezy. It's been quite the ride this year, hasn't it?
It sure really has. Tim, really has. Are you sad it's over?
I am so sad, but more importantly, I'm impressed that there was no jeans the other night.
Yeah, me too.
That was great, wasn't it?
There was one girl wearing jeans, and I was like, get out. And I'm like, no, that's okay. You can stay.
It was Kimmy from down the hall, so she could stay and support us. Yeah.
Yeah, so guys, you spent all week looking at the final numbers. All I want to know, Breezy and I have been dying to know, along with everyone else.
Danger texts us every day.
Did we or did we not raise more money than last year and break a record?
So last year we raised right around $84,000, which is phenomenal. The record was 2019. It was $87,000, which, again, fantastic. We got the final number yesterday, and Tim, Hunter, and myself kind of had a number in mind. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to reach it or not. But the final total that we raised for all of the members at CSC Rochester to help people going through cancer and support them along their journey is $100,026.72.
What?
We broke six figures this year.
Wow.
Shut up.
My
stomach just dropped.
That is amazing news.
That's amazing news.
There was getting emotional about it.
No, it's crazy.
Just so many thanks to go around. The guys this year crushed it. We had 23 of 26 bachelors raise over $1,000. Our committee, the community, you guys crushed it on stage and with the promotion beforehand. It was just, it was honestly a full Rochester effort. And it,
wow.
I'm so proud of you special. Guys. It's special. Yeah, thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, it's so good.
We can't say thank you enough to you guys for spearheading this event, to all of our bachelors. What a great group of 26 guys this year. And your fundraising efforts did not go unnoticed. You helped so many people. And Breezy and I speak for both of us when I say we've been so proud to have partnered with you guys for all these years and the friendships that have come out of it and the amount of people behind the scenes who don't have the opportunity to say thank you, but are so appreciative.
Yeah. And like this journey for us is so much more than us just going on stage and, you know, announcing and auctioning and doing all that. Like the months leading up that we actually get to know these great group of guys is amazing. They're so awesome. They clearly put their money where their mouth was and went out there and did the thing. And this was I don't know if you guys know this, but we have a goal meeting every single top of the year.
That's right.
And this was actually on our goal
list
to hit 100K. So that's really, now I'm crying.
We wrote down Moose and Breezy's goals for 2025 was to hit over $100,000 for the auction. And, you know, with the help of you guys, I think we manifested that.
Yeah.
Hunter, how are you feeling about all this? Because this is your first time really on
spearheading the whole thing.
Yeah.
You crushed it.
I honestly could not be happier. Like, this was definitely a reach to hit $100,000. So I just was like manifesting it myself too. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do anything I can to reach this and really prove myself since it is my first year doing it.
Yeah.
And I could not be more grateful and thankful that like these two gentlemen like both had me be part of it. And I'm really just
blown away for sure. Blown away.
Yeah.
Let's hear from our boy Timbo.
Yeah, Tim. Come
Timbo
on.
Slice.
Because this is the first time I've ever seen in person Connor cry. He's actually crying right now. And is it because it is emotional?
She cries on the phone all the time, but in person, we're first time.
Tim, how are you feeling about all this? Because it is kind of bittersweet, is it not?
Yeah, you know, each year we get excited for it. There's a little bit, you know, in between the start of planning and then the actual night of, there's some frustrations. But once you see that final, that bottom line, it makes everything worth it. And I think, you know, the auction is in a really good spot right now. 15 years running. It's going to keep going. And the more we continue to build on this, the more we're going to be able to raise a lot of money for this great cause.
That's right. Connor, do us a favor. A lot of people who are at the auction wanted to know how they can have the opportunity to become a bachelor for next year for the 16th annual bachelor auction. What could people do to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we promoted a lot in the months leading up, but if you go to csc-rochester.org, there's always a landing page for the bachelor auction there. We honestly have the form live 24/7. We'll probably get it up in the next week or two. So if you really want to be a bachelor next year, if you think you're going to go the next 12, 11 and a half months being single and you want to sign up now,
you could do it.
You really and think your luck's that bad. We can go to csc-rochester.org.
Thank you guys. There's this misconception this year that if you're married or in a relationship, you can't go to the bachelor auction, but that's not true at all. This is something that we did for charity. All the money that was raised, in the final number one more time, Connor?
$100,026.72.
All that money raised stays local right here in the 585 to help people who have been impacted by cancer. And a lot of us know somebody who has been impacted.
Yeah.
Whether it's yourself or somebody you love. But regardless, all that money stays right here in Rochester, New York. And you going to the bachelor auction, you don't have to bid on anyone, but you can make a donation. You can bring your friends out and have the time of your life because we definitely did on Saturday night.
Yeah, this organization and this nonprofit is like so close and dear to our hearts. And I think this is like a really cool time to announce that we are going to continue to help and support CSC Rochester because we are going to be heavily involved in the Rochester Cocktail Revival.
That's right.
So the efforts are going to continue because a portion of those proceeds go back to CSC as well. They've been doing this for over a decade and in that time has raised over $260,000 for CSC. So I'm really excited to keep that going, keep the momentum going, and keep spreading the word about Cancer Support Community Rochester at Gildas.
Breezy and I were very excited to find that out this week, that we're going to be partnering with them, which is connected to you guys, and around and around we go.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so, so much. The numbers are, this is a reason to celebrate this weekend, which we will be doing tonight.
This is a reason to have a couple cocktails prior to the cocktail revival. We just can't thank you guys enough. The support and the friendship over the years has been, honestly means more than words could ever say. And really the support from the Rochester community too. You know, like Moose was saying, maybe you're not going to bid on a Bachelor, but if you come out to the auction next year and it inspires you to give back to the community in some other way, give back to CSC in some other way, that's what it's all about, is really helping people in need and doing good for others.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for coming to the studio and for delivering great news.
We love you too. And that was a fantastic hard launch on the cocktail revival. Let's get it going.
Let's do it.
Very hard launch. CSCRochester.org if you guys want more info on how to become a bachelor for next year. Speaks Why Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're trying to do our best this morning to get a census of how many people sit in the front seat of an Uber. Not when the Uber's full. I mean in general, because I called an Uber the other night to go out. It was just me, and the Uber pulled up. I got in the front seat.
Freak. Absolute freak.
I casually asked him, I said, you know, does this make you uncomfortable? And he said yes. So I got in the back seat. I was uncomfortable that he was uncomfortable.
Right.
No tip for him. 585-252-9800. Let us know if you sit in the front seat of an Uber or if you think it's weird. Because I would love to hear also if you're a driver. Would you have a problem with this? I'm assuming no.
I would if I was a driver. That's my space. Like, we have two separate things. You're fine.
I don't like it because sitting in the back of a ride, it makes me feel like I'm in the back of a cop car. And it makes me uneasy. And I don't want that. I'm all about being fun. You know what I mean? I'm fun. I'm fun. And people enjoy that energy. Back in the day when I was in California, I'm driving for Lyft. Mm-hmm. I encouraged people to sit in the front with me. I'd give everyone a fist bump. Hey, how you doing? Come on in.
Reminds me of somebody I know.
I was just trying to be friendly and overcompensate because my AC and my windows, none of them worked.
Yeah, and you didn't want to get reported, but you did.
But
anyways.
I did anyways. Yes. Let's go. Let's go to the phones real quick. PXY, what's your name? And is sitting up front with your Uber driver really that weird?
I'm Donald. I'm a full-time Uber driver, and I absolutely think it's, you know, weird.
Ronald McDonald.
He goes pretty bizarre, if you ask me.
Why?
Yeah, you should really sit in the back seat. I mean, I keep all my stuff on the front seat and all like that, but it's just odd, and a lot of times it's just, I don't know, it's weird. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to pass the conversations. I don't want to do anything. I just want to drive you to your destination.
How long you been? I don't understand why. But yeah, but Donald, I'm not like everybody else. I'm cool.
Oh.
You know, people want to sit in the front with me.
I feel like it's an invasion of privacy, to be honest. I do. It's like going into someone's room without asking.
How long you been an Uber driver, Donald?
8 years. I've been 8 years. So I just, this is how I am. I speak on behalf of all Uber drivers when I say this. We really just want to get you to your destination. Now, listen, if you're a part-time Uber driver, some of those people, they want to sell you on their other full-time business, like maybe real estate agent or something like that. For me,
classic.
I just want to drive you to your destination. So.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I just never understood the problem because when I was a Lyft driver back in the day, they encouraged us to have people come and sit in the front with us. We do a little fist bump. Get to know one another. I don't understand why that went away.
You were so mad you didn't get that pink mustache. So close.
I don't understand. Donald, do you ever think that maybe you're the problem? I can guarantee you your stars would go up to 5 if you were a little bit more, I don't know, welcoming.
Oh, my stars are way beyond 5. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I get that energy from you. I have a question. If you get a group of girls, they're all maybe a little loosey-goosey from happy hour, they're going to their next destination, and say you drive a sedan, and there's 4 of them, one of them's going to have to sit in the front. Does that piss you off?
On something like that, that's totally understandable. But what Moose does, it's completely weird.
I agree. Donald, I agree wholeheartedly. You're on the same page, buddy.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm attacked this morning for just trying to be friendly. You know what it is, Donald?
Time and a place, Moose.
Nothing against you. Just people aren't as warm as they once were. That's what it comes down to. Here I am. Like, if
it's
I would
a different
make,
world.
I'd make a great Uber driver today. I'd make a great TSA agent. You know, I'm the one doing most of the work. But hey, how you doing?
Take your pants off.
You'd be in jail, dude. This is my full time job, and I don't want to talk to people like Moose.
Fair enough. I don't either. I get it.
You're breaking my heart this morning.
Get it? We're like I said, we couldn't be more aligned. You know what I mean? Moose, don't you talk enough for a living? Don't you just want to shut off?
No, it's just I enjoy getting to know people. That's all.
I don't.
Listen, dude. You're a good dude, but we're not friends. I don't want to sit next to you. I just find it weird.
I get it. I'm fully on your side, Donald. 150%.
Thanks for calling up this Friday morning and taking a dump on my dreams.
Of sitting next to an Uber driver and holding hands.
I'm crushed.
All right, then, bye, Donald. Have a great weekend. Drive safe.
Yeah, you too, man. See ya. Peace.
Wow.
A little heartbroken here. Caitlin just texted in and said, I drive Uber part-time, and as an Uber driver, if some random guy sat up front with me, I would pepper spray his ass.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not that weird. I just want to sit with you, talk, hold hands, be close.
Andrew says, here's one. Moose, hi, handsome. I'm a Lyft driver, and you can sit up front with me anytime you want. I know, but it's not the same. I want to sit with Donald.
You need so much help.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and of course, intern Joe. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Women will go to extreme lengths to look beautiful. Will they not? They just... comes with the territory.
Yeah, it does. I mean, listen.
And some guys. I could see myself also doing something.
I was going to say you, and some guys are you. Thank you so much. Yeah, a lot of girls are
fair enough.
A lot of girls are very vain, and that's okay. Like, I think society makes us that way, right? But I think that there has been like a movement and a wave and a shift of girls and their care for their appearance or the way that they present themselves in public. And I don't know if this is a trend that I'm necessarily for.
Okay.
So if you have ever dealt with any acne or blemish on your face, you know it can be a pain in the ass.
Not really.
No, I haven't really.
You all have gotten a pimple before in your life.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yes, yeah.
Yes, you have.
Puberty.
Yes. I mean, I don't have acne, but I have a pimple right here right now, right?
And are then you, yeah.
What you do with that, yes, Moose, you can get out of your chair and look at it. what you can do with that is put a pimple patch over it.
Sure.
To dry it out, make it go away faster, have it heal, all the things.
Right.
Great, beautiful, gorgeous, stunning.
Would you say if somebody has acne or a pimple and putting makeup over it would be a bad idea?
Yeah, I feel like it would like clog it, no?
I don't know.
Like,
I just
inflame it even more.
Well, you want to dry it out. Right?
But I think that's trapping the oils in.
Right, it is.
Okay.
So putting a pimple patch on it kind of like dries it out, keeps it on its own wavelength, whatever. What's been happening is most of the pimple patches that I use are just like clear. So sometimes I'll wear them here. Like they're not as noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
What's been happening with these girls is they're buying pimple patches that look like stickers.
Okay.
And they're just placing them all over their face.
Okay.
Stars. A star right here. Oh, a purple star.
Cute.
Right here. A yellow star right here.
Well, that's cute.
A heart over here. It's like, you know when you used to go tanning? Yes, you do.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if
I used to use, right on my hip, I put the little Playboy bunny.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So it's just like that, but like it's all over your face. And I don't know. I just don't really agree with it. I mean, like you do you, obviously, but you look a little silly walking around with stickers
you think
all over your face.
A 35-year-old woman walking around with like a Bugs Bunny sticker underneath her eye would raise some eyebrows.
Yeah.
Especially,
I would say.
Especially at work.
Yeah,
I would say. I think it's a little unprofessional. I was watching a show last night, and I mean, just the fact that these people are like 40 years old and summering in the Hamptons, right? It's kind of weird. But she has like all these yellow stars all over her face. I'm like, do people think that looks cute?
Why not just use a regular pimple patch? You're going to probably people would ask less questions if you did that.
Right. I know. I mean, that's what I do. And they're less likely to call it out because they're less likely to see it. And then you can just heal your acne in peace or your blemish in peace. And I think what it is, it's drawing more attention than if you were to just not put anything on it and leave the pimple out for everyone to see.
Yeah, I kind of wondered what it was when people were walking around with stickers on their faces.
You've seen it
at
before?
College.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this is a trend. People do this.
It's a full trend.
Do you guys remember, speaking of being vain, do you guys remember China was selling belly button stickers and women were putting them beneath or above their navel to make them look taller? So they'd wear a cutoff shirt.
Oh, yes, I do remember,
this.
Yes,
this was a huge trend, especially in China.
To make their torso look longer, yeah.
Their torso would look a lot longer if they used these fake belly button patches. And then they were selling them in the U.S. and teens were putting them on their tummy to make their torso look a lot longer than it truly is. I'm like, really? We're going to these lengths?
We really are.
For a couple of inches?
You're like hooking up with a guy. He like peels off your sticker. He's like, wait, what? It's giving Kyle XY.
Right. Okay.
That was a throwback, but you know what I mean.
But these are the things we do. We go to extreme lengths to look beautiful. Look at intern Joe. He suggested we shave his goatee today live on the air.
I did not
and that's what
that
we did.
In the slightest bit.
We shaved his goatee so he just has a mustache. People voted on it on our Instagram at 90PixYRochester. The people have spoken.
He had no say in the matter.
We cleaned him up.
No, he looks fire.
And mom said that she kind of laughed, but it looks good.
Yeah,
and so does your
good. Girlfriend. My stepdad was like,
"Bro, you look like you look like a cop."
I know.
Okay,
you look like a cop.
You actually look like
we
a
need
police
a trooper's
officer.
Hat, and then you can pull anybody over.
The next thing we do I cut your hair live on the air. I just put a bowl on your head and cut around it. Count
I'll
your
pass on that one.
Count your days. Supercuts.
I will put a hard stop there.
He resigns this afternoon.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.